Good morning and welcome to Alcoholics Anonymous AA Meeting on Air. My name is Rachel and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi Rachel.
We'll start our meeting with a serenity prayer.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
The preamble of Alcoholics Anonymous. Alcoholics Anonymous is a fellowship of men and women who share their experience, strength and hope with each other that they may solve their common problem and help others to recover from alcoholism. The only requirement for AA membership is a desire to stop drinking. There are no dues or fees for AA membership. We are self-supporting through our own contributions. AA is not allied with any sect, denomination, politics, organisation or institution, does not wish to engage in any controversy, neither endorses nor opposes any causes. Our primary purpose is to stay sober and help other alcoholics to achieve sobriety. Welcome to our meeting this morning. We have members of our fellowship in, and they'll be sharing their experience, strength and hope about their journey in recovery from alcoholism. And start the sharing off, we have Ben.
Hi, my name's Ben and I'm a recovering alcoholic.
Hi Ben.
So I'm here today to talk about my recovery and some of my alcoholism. So it's been about, I've been sober for about a year and just over a year, about a year and a month, 13 months. And my life's, you know, completely different to how it was when I was in an active addiction. And I'm very grateful to you know, be clean and sober today. There's a lot of benefits from it. AA meetings are definitely something that's helped me throughout my, you know, low points in my life. I kind of like to think of addiction as, I like to think of recovery as a construction site, a messy construction site. Because when you first start off, you know, like there's hazards everywhere and, you know, you don't feel like things are working out. You can't see clearly. You can't see things, you know, structuring properly. And kind of as you, you know, start to, you know, spend a bit of time working on your recovery like you would a construction site, things start to look a bit, you know, like things are coming together and you can kind of see the project, you know, forming. And, yeah, you feel and see your wellness progressing. And yeah, it's kind of, that's what I kind of like, you know, refer it to as like a construction site, because, you know, I'm a builder and I understand what it's like to, you know, find things really difficult at the start when you can't see things, you know, getting any better. So yeah, I like to think of it like that sometimes. But yeah, no, I'm really grateful today to be sober. You know, there's a lot of benefits from it. One thing that I can definitely say is that I've got a lot of support from my family now. Well, I've always had support, but, you know, I never, you know, acknowledged it and gave it the full, you know, the full attention that it deserved. And my family is, you know, everything to me. I neglected my family for a long time, and that was due to my addiction. So yeah, having them back in my life is means a lot to me. I got a lot to lose. When you're in addiction, it almost feels like you've got nothing to lose. You know, sometimes you just, you know, you have feelings that just have absolutely, like, they don't make sense whatsoever. It's easy to just, you know, procrastinate, put things off, neglect certain things. Like I said, I neglected my family, and it's hard to see clear. You can't see how you are affecting yourself sometimes and how you're affecting other people. And that's why coming to Alcoholic Anonymous groups, they're so, you know, beneficial for your recovery, because you're sharing your message with other people and you're giving, you know, experience, strength and hope from your, you know, your own experiences through your journey in recovery and also your journey through addiction. So, yeah, for me, I'm just grateful to have the chance to, you know, change things and you know, like the Serenity Prayer itself, you know, accept things you can't change, have the courage to change the things you can, and, you know, be wise enough to know the difference between both of those things. And that's probably one of the strongest messages I ever got from an AA meeting, was the Serenity Prayer. Because, you know, I apply that thing, that whole prayer to my whole life practically, and all different aspects really. And it really helps me just accept things and let go of what I can't change, and know that I'm not any better than anyone else. I'm not any worse than anyone else, but we're all equal. Equality is quite important to keep reminding yourself that, you know, everyone's just equal, and you're not any worse. Things have happened. You can let it go. You can move on. And being in recovery, it allows you to do that. So, yeah, like I said, I'm about a year clean now, and I'm currently going through... I'm actually currently in the AODTC, Alcohol and Other Treatment Court, and that's going quite well for me. It's given me, you know, a chance to you know, make my life... you know, turn my life around and do things for the better for me and my family, and yeah. So I'm in the drug court, and there's three phases in the drug court. There's phase one, phase two, and phase three. So I'm in phase one at the moment, and I should be phasing up to phase two. And you need to be in phase three to graduate the courts. So I'm steady in my recovery, and I'm liking the drug court. There's a lot of support there. They encourage you to do AA meetings, which is, you know, is a really good thing. I'm constantly surrounding myself around, you know, people that are wanting to get well, and people that are in recovery, rather than what I would, you know, do prior to being clean, would be to hang out with people that were just, you know, going nowhere, and, you know, living in the moment and not really caring about, you know, their actions and what would happen, you know, if they did certain things, or just not thinking clearly. And so I'm grateful for, you know, all the support that I have, and it really does help. Because it's just, you know, sometimes when you're in addiction and you feel like you're alone, but you're with a lot of people, it's because of that reason, is that the people that you're around aren't healthy for you. So I suggest that if you are going through rough times and you do feel like some of the things that I've said kind of like applies to your life, and you feel like you're not quite you know, feeling comfortable with the people you're hanging around, or you know, think about maybe going to an AA meeting or finding out you know, what you could do to get to an AA meeting, because they really help. And being around, you know, people in sobriety is a miracle, because it takes a lot of courage and strength to be able to do that. So yeah, I've been quite well lately. Things are going great for me. I've been spending a lot of time with my family, which is definitely something that I appreciate these days, and I can, you know, I can be honest with them and tell them how I'm feeling, and, you know, I don't get sudden like lows like I used to get. But yeah, that's just something that recovery, you know, some of the gifts of recovery. So yeah, Things are great. Things are great when you're in recovery. So I really recommend it. And thanks for letting me share.
Thanks, Ben. You're with Alcoholics Anonymous on 104.6 Planet FM. We have members of our fellowship in this morning, and they're sharing their experience, strength, and hope about their journey of recovery from alcoholism. And the next person to share is Jude.
Thanks, Rachel. Kia ora, my name's Jude, and I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Jude. Hey, Jude.
And yes, it's, thank you for asking me to share my experience, strength, and hope, what it was like, what it's like now, what happened, you know. That brought me to the place I am now. So my drinking story is that I drank for 26 plus years, and I would say that that became alcoholic drinking at the age of 16 when I left home and started studying for my profession and got really involved in the student scene. And so from that point, it was always the fact that when I picked up a drink, I couldn't stop. That, I realised that, you know, I had this this craving that, when I, that just meant that it just saw me not being able to put down a drink, and that carried on for many years. And at first, you know, I sort of hid in the student lifestyle, but didn't really stop when that carried on and I became older. I just gravitated to people who drank like me, and it always felt like the way I drank was normal. So fast track, I guess, 10 or so years on, and it was like my drinking had turned on me, and I couldn't quite understand it, because suddenly I felt a lot of fear in my life, and anxiety and panic, and I couldn't quite understand why it was starting to get hard to be around the people that I had always drunk with, you know, my drinking circle. And it sought me to try and find the answers. I didn't think it was to do with my drinking at the time, but I sought things like counselling, and that didn't really change anything in my life. And it got to a point where, my world became very small, and my son was a teenager at the time. And it got to a point where I was doing a lot of my drinking on my own, and, things that before had been just normal everyday things became quite difficult, like going shopping, socialising with friends. And the funny thing was that I actually carried on in that state, for quite some time before I realised, I couldn't live a life like that with my drinking any longer. And I figured that that was the common denominator in my life, why things had started to crumble and had been crumbling for a long time. So I had a period of sobriety where I just tried to stop drinking on my own, and then realised, got quite desperate for the fact that, those things that had been bringing me down had sort of come to a bit of a standstill, but nothing much else had changed. So I felt this desperateness because I had a feeling that I was going to pick up again, and went to my first meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous. And there, you know, I heard what had been my thinking for many years. It was quite a revelation for me to be around people who understood me and who didn't judge me, who, you know, I heard in everyone that shared my story, and I figured that it was a safe place, and I had a sense in that short time I was a part of that meeting, I felt like a sense of peace, so I kind of went with that. I knew that that there was something in this for me, and yeah, from there I sort of embarked on you know, on a real life of sobriety, and slowly learnt through the program of Alcoholics Anonymous how to get well through you know, working the 12 steps, and I had to really face up and get honest with myself and be ready to make the changes, let go of my old ways. I tried for a time to just stop drinking and keep my old life, but, you know, slowly that actually changed of its own accord. And I, you know, the power of being a part of Alcoholics Anonymous is that I've found a new life. It's the best decision I've ever made. And, you know, this, I found out that I had a spiritual sickness that, you know, nobody in the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous could keep me sober. So I had to seek a spiritual solution through the steps and through living sober. You know, each day, alcoholism, you know, there's no cure for it, but I can stay sober from day to day by living this program. And, yeah, at first it was just about not picking up the first drink, and then, you know, I could stay sober for 24 hours. But then I've learned so much more. You know, I lost the desire to drink, which was the first miracle in my life. And, you know, I've learnt through time to pick up some healthy habits of sobriety, which has been, you know, going to meetings regularly. You know, I do about 4 or 5 meetings a week. Working with other women. Connecting with God through prayer. You know, prayer is my stronghold, and I put prayer around everything. So, you know, that's been an uplifting thing for me, and it's been a relationship, a spiritual connection that's just evolved over the years and keeps evolving. And, you know, working with a sponsor, having a home group and giving service in any way I can, you know, anything I put towards my quality of sobriety of this life is, you know, is just, it just adds to my wellness. And you know, I'll be forever grateful, because I always keep in my heart, you know, at the beginning of most of the meetings you go to, we mention the still suffering alcoholic. So not everybody finds these rooms. Not everybody, you know, is lucky enough to, or able to honestly face up to, you know, the disease that sort of has taken over our lives. But, you know, we can turn all this around and, you know, just live a life beyond our wildest dreams. So that's what I found, and I'm just so, yeah, happy to be, you know, each day I have to put into practice these principles. I don't, you know, you don't get a holiday from sobriety, but it's, yeah, it's something that, you know, yeah, I hope to continue for my lifetime. Thank you.
Thanks, Jude. You're with Alcoholics Anonymous on 104.6 Planet FM. We have members of our fellowship in this morning, and they're sharing their experience, strength and hope about their journey of recovery from alcoholism. And the last person we have to share this morning is Julie. Hi, Julie.
Hi. My name's Julie. I'm an alcoholic.
Hi, Julie. Hi.
Thank you so much for asking me to come in and to share my story. I know that I never knew about Alcoholics Anonymous when I was drinking, and a very good friend of mine, I remember going to him and saying, look, I'm drinking a cask of wine every night, and, you know, do you think there's something wrong? And he said, well, why don't you go along and try AA? And I thought, yeah, okay. So I went along, and, you know, that was when my whole life really changed, because I had lost the ability to say no to alcohol. I was powerless over alcohol. I've been 31 years sober now, and this program has worked for me all those years. And I think that the beauty of AA is that we all learn from each other, and that the meetings are a place where I go and I can share my experience, strength and hope, but I can also listen to other people and learn from them. I can identify and I can hear that I'm in the right place, and that, you know, I have a disease that will kill me if I don't do certain things. And I know that there's no cure for alcoholism, but there is a daily reprieve, and that's what this program is, a really simple program for me, that I don't pick up a drink one day at a time. And there was lots of other things that I learned as time went by. When I first came into AA, I was coming in to learn how to not drink, and I thought that once I stopped drinking, then my problem would be solved. However, I found out that once I stopped drinking, that was when all my problems started, because I had to learn how to live without alcohol. And, you know, for someone who spent their whole, you know, a lot of my life drinking, it was very difficult. I drank because I found life very painful. I drank because it gave me confidence. I felt like I was part of the human race. I also drank because I believe it's a family disease. My grandfather, he was Irish, and as children we used to go and have Sunday lunch with my grandmother and grandfather, and my grandfather used to shake and at the table, and he used to have to drink his tea with a straw because his hands shook so much. And my father told me that it was because he was a train driver. And as a child, I accepted that. And then I found out later on it was because he was an alcoholic. And he shook because he needed a drink badly, and he used to drink quite heavily and died of alcoholism. So, yeah, it was a family disease. My father was, we grew up in quite an abusive, violent family. we lived in fear. We were beaten, abused. And so alcohol was the great elixir for me. When I first drank it, I felt all that anxiety and fear go. I felt like I could do anything I wanted to do. I could talk to anyone I wanted to talk to. And so in giving up alcohol, I had to find a new way to live. And that was the amazing thing about AA, is that I've learned how to live a life that I would never have dreamed would be possible. And I found that through working the steps of AA, through working with my sponsor, through listening to other people. You know, when I came in, I felt very sorry for myself. I was full of blame. And I blamed everyone else for my drinking. I had very low sort of self-esteem, those sort of things. And as time went on, I realised that, you know, the only person who was to blame for the drinking was the person that I saw when I looked in the mirror, and that I couldn't blame other people for my problems, that the solution lay within myself, and I had to stop looking outside of myself and start looking within myself. And there were three things that really made a difference for me. And the first one was having gratitude. And so I find that having a grateful heart for everything that I have today really changes around the way that I see each day. and having acceptance. Acceptance is a really hard one for me. People, places and things. Acceptance of things just as they are. And also to be able to surrender the things that I find unacceptable, the things that worry me and the things that in the past I would have had a drink to help me to take away any anxiety or feelings of discomfort, that I can surrender these things today to a power greater than myself and to be happy with what the outcome of that is. It is truly an amazing way of life, and one that I would have never thought possible when I first came into AA. It has changed my life from the inside out. It was a long journey to get to AA. I went to psychiatrists, psychotherapists. I went to self-help groups. I did a lot of stuff, and I never found that I got any relief. The only thing that ever changed my life and really resonated with me was AA, because for once in my life I was amongst people of my own kind, and that we'd all suffered to get into these rooms. And they do say that, you know, it's the most expensive club to belong to, because everyone had lost so much, I'd lost so much. And yet we all come together with this spirit of inclusion and love and acceptance, and that was the thing that really made a difference to me. I don't know about anyone else, but as an alcoholic I drank and I lived a life of isolation. And so to become part of a fellowship and to be part of, you know, this wonderful fellowship has been life-changing for me. I think... if anyone's listening and can identify with any of the things that I've said, I just encourage you to go along to a meeting or ring the service centre and talk to someone there. You know, it may be that, you know, that this is something that can really make a difference to life. If you are a real alcoholic like me, then AA was the only thing that could make any difference to my life and could enable me to live life free of addiction. So... thanks, everyone, for listening, and thank you so much for asking me to share.
Thank you, Julie. That brings us towards the end of our meeting. If you've been listening and identified with our speakers and you'd like to do something about your drinking, you can log on to aa.org.nz, and in the drop-down box under meetings lists, there's a list of all meetings in the Greater Auckland area and right throughout the country. You can also phone 0800 AA Works, and this will put you in contact with an AA member in your local area. We'll be back here next Sunday at 10:45 on 104.6 Planet FM with Alcoholics Anonymous AA Meeting on Air. And we'll close our meeting with the Serenity Prayer.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.